What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stirred Spirits.
Welcome to another episode of Stirred Spirits. Hopefully you were titillated by the introduction episode and are ready to tune in again. We have our first guest on the podcast today.
His name, I've now been introduced to him as
Joseph. Two separate things.
As so, Joseph, but Jack.
This is my good friend Joseph Simpson, who prefers to be called Jack, is here on the podcast today.
I'm sorry I called you Joseph for like a good 25 minutes before we started
recording.
I've never called
him Jack, which I apologize for.
It's better than Joe.
Thomas is a dick.
I'm a dick. You look like a Joseph.
Thomas thinks my name is Haley.
Haley, yes. Haley Dion and Joseph Simpson.
I'm Hadley. We've been drinking.
As you can see, we've
been drinking.
We put some time in grinding. This is the weekend, but we don't stop grinding. Anyway.
Is this grinding?
I think we're grinding.
We're sitting in my living room drinking alcohol.
We are producing valuable content, Hadley.
This will change the world.
This will rocket us to the upper echelons.
It's content in the time of Trump.
Stratosphere. This is the content in the time of Trump. This is the resistance right here.
We're already breaking down.
Right here. Jack. Okay, Jack has brought us an awful drink today. Tell us about what you've unleashed upon the world, Jack.
Jack, I hate you.
Yeah, this is the worst introduction.
So it's a mixture of Mountain Dew Baja Blast and Wild Turkey. And the drink has a long history. It goes back 8 years to the night before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
This isn't like a thing you saw online. This is a thing your family
is this
started.
A Jack Simpson creation?
This is an original, yeah.
A Joseph Simpson creation.
And, just keep switching off perpetually.
What's your name?
So, yeah, my cousin was going to stay the night before Thanksgiving, and we decided to get a bottle of Wild Turkey, and my house at the time was about like a 5-minute walk away from Taco Bell, and we both really loved Baja Blast, so we decided to mix the two. And the
and
rest
Baja
is history.
Baja Blast is a type of Mountain Dew?
Yes, it's exclusive a Taco Bell exclusive.
So I'm not well-versed in the Mountain Dew universe.
Oh, I've spent a lot of time on that wiki. Got any questions I can
this
answer?
This is like S-tier
what are we drinking
Baja.
In Baja?
Baja Blast.
Yeah.
And am I supposed to like it?
Yeah, I think Baja Blast is commonly considered one of the best flavors of Mountain Dew. I would say it's that or Code Red.
But yeah, So we got them, we mixed the two, and we were trying to play Magic the Gathering, because we're huge nerds,
mm-hmm.
and my cousin and I were playing, my stepsister joined us, she doesn't play, but she just decided to drink, but like, there was a point where, and you may experience this, you're good, and then all of a sudden you're like a little warm, and then all of a sudden you can't read.
It's kind of frightening that this has like a progression.
The last stage, and you ask anybody is
we pass out?
Well, that's the last. Okay, you lose function of your legs. But
are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Yeah, I can run you through it.
Oh, yeah.
But so I'm playing, and all of a sudden, I can't read what's in my hand. Like, I'm looking at him, I can kind of make out the art. And then my cousin says he's going to like play a spell or whatever. If you're familiar with the game,
I'm absolutely not familiar.
Okay, but anyway, so he was going to do something on his turn, and I'm like, "What?" And I started laughing, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And he's trying to show me, and of course, I can't read. My vision's totally blurry.
Jesus Christ!
I take the card out of his hand and I start shredding it while laughing hysterically.
What?
I throw it in his face, and I'm laughing so hard I fall backward, throw my elbow through a lamp. The lamp breaks. I'm rolling on the ground, holding my funny bone, laughing hysterically, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh God, I'm going to hurl. So I try to get up, legs aren't working.
I hate that you lose functionality of your legs.
And then I army crawl to the bathroom.
Was there an adult present?
They were all asleep.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
But crying out. I'm like, pour it out. Pour the rest out of the drink.
Jesus Christ.
Eventually, like, I'm finished. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go to bed. But, like, because I was vomiting violently for a couple hours, I was fine the next morning for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, my cousin
was
Are
you
okay.
telling us we're going to vomit violently?
Maybe, I don't know.
If we just power
just
through.
Just keep going.
I'm going to be honest, I'm already at the warm stage.
Me too, yeah. It goes.
Oh, well, it's also hot. It is hot.
Thomas, shut up. I feel it in my fingertips.
Do you see the functionality of your legs, Hadley?
Hold on.
Let's see. Do a little wiggle, a little shake. All right, we got legs. We got legs on Hadley.
I did a little shake for everyone. Shake.
But yeah.
For the viewers. Anyway, I have a controversial opinion. I kind of like this. I think
the drink?
Yeah, I cannot actually differentiate the flavor between like whiskey and like ginger ale. It just tastes like sugary whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm kind of for it.
It's fucking growing on me.
You found the sweet spot.
I'm about it. It's very discreet as well. It looks like swill. If you do open the lid.
That's the name Dirty Bird.
Yeah, that's the name Dirty Bird.
So you named it Dirty Bird.
Yeah.
Why?
Because wild turkey, a turkey's a bird.
And then it looks dirty.
It does you dirty. It does you dirty.
It really fucking does. I feel it.
It looks filthy. Yeah.
Hey, Joseph, this is a paranormal podcast. I actually have no, I don't know anything about your paranormal experiences. Thomas has told me nothing because I was even lied to that your name is Joseph when your name is Jack.
He's a mysterious figure.
He's an enigma.
Well, give us a brief, so who are you? What do you do? What's your thing?
What's your plug?
Yeah.
I know you got something to plug.
You got something in there.
Charity?
I don't know. I mean, I like movies. I like music. I was an editor at a publishing company, but I resigned rather abruptly because either at the end of July or early August, I'm going to be moving with my girlfriend to San Francisco because she's going to be going to Hastings.
Nice.
Yeah. So in the meantime, I'm just kind of hanging out and recording podcasts.
That's what you do when
you're sitting in sweaty apartment.
Yeah, this is the LA dream, baby.
Drinking Baja Blast with some wild.
Hadley's having a good time, folks. We're here.
There's just straight to the top.
Yo.
That's good. That's good.
Thomas and I for sure didn't eat anything.
No.
I just handed him a berry RX bar and said, please.
I ate half an RX bar and my tummy is really a tumbling. Oh, my legs are cramping. All right, anyway.
Thomas and I at the same time stretched our legs.
Oh, boy.
It's happening.
The movement is happening.
We need to talk about
spooky
things.
We need to talk about ghosts.
So I'll try to preface this.
Okay.
I guess you could say I don't know where I stand on the existence of ghosts per se.
Okay.
Like ghosts in the sense
Get the fuck off of this podcast.
I mean, in the sense of it was like a person.
We believe.
Yeah.
Like I do believe.
But you didn't want to touch the Ouija board we have here.
I'm getting at this.
Okay, all right, we do keep interrupting you.
Yeah. I like to
We're good hosts.
I like to think I'm a rational, level-headed person, and I'm not especially superstitious. Mm-hmm. Like I don't believe in a heaven or a hell, you know, but that being said, pretty much my entire life, I've had and this doesn't sound weird, but right in line with the podcast, a sensitivity, I guess,
to certain energies and stuff of the
Yeah, kind of things like that.
Since you are how young, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But my mom does as well, so maybe there's
some kind of lineage there.
Yeah. But everything I'll tell you from this string of events happened in the home where I created this damn drink. But
this is your family home.
Yeah, my dad and my stepmom had been renting this house while I was in high school and community college. Lived there for 7 or 8 years or something.
Is that in LA or
Mission Viejo?
Okay,
so
cool.
If you're not familiar, Mission Viejo, Southern Orange County, is kind of a weird town. It's notoriously boring. Mission Viejo for years and years was the second safest city for its size in the U.S.
Oh.
Whoa.
And it was
boring.
Originally,
Thomas.
Setting the stage, all of the homes in Mission Viejo are at least 40, 50 years old. They're old. They're in pretty good shape. I mean, it's all a very affluent area. Anyway, so we rented this house. And I remember, jumping forward a little bit, my dad and my stepmom had talked to the owner of the house saying hey, did anything weird happen in this place? Because we've been having weird things happen. And he said something to the effect of oh yeah, someone died in here. I suspect it was just an old family or something like that.
Like someone older died.
Yeah.
In bed, in their sleep, peacefully.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or it was much worse.
But, yeah, so at this house, things happen kind of scattered along however many years. And I'll try to compress it because most of it happened over one kind of like summer time frame. But both my dad and my stepsister woke up in the middle of the nights seeing white apparitions. Stepsister at the foot of her bed saw like kind of a white, vague humanoid figure. My dad on two different occasions, or once, saw two different figures. I can't remember. Woke up, saw the figures at his bed. And I remember he described one as a tall, like thin man with a hat. Like a whatever, wide brim, like...
Were kinda. They just like staring at them?
No, he didn't describe them as like doing anything. They were just kind of there. And like no distinct facial features, no like distinct limbs or movements. They were just kind of like...
Just a presence.
Tall figure.
Did he find them threatening? Like was there a certain energy coming off of them?
I mean, I you know, my dad has a very good ability to block out unpleasant memories. But he didn't describe them as being like threatening or scary, but they definitely wigged him out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what my stepsister thought, but I kind of get the feeling that they didn't like her because later she woke up in the middle of the night, the sheet was ripped off of her.
Nice. She woke up
like she
as
saw
the
sheet be ripped off.
I don't know if she saw it or she felt it, but she woke up and the sheet was off of her on the floor in front of her bed. Yeah. Another time, my house was kind of like the friend hangout spot because like I was near the high school. We were close to other friends. It was just kind of the place where everybody went because my parents didn't really care all that much.
Right.
And this one kid, Aaron, who he was his dumbass.
Fuck Aaron.
But
hate that guy.
Yeah.
Well, so this is one of the things where there may be an explanation for what happened to him. He. For whatever
reason. We don't like explanations.
Yeah, told you.
We
delete that.
Hadley.
We strike it from the record.
Edit it out. Yeah.
We somehow got him to drink like half a bottle of syrup of Ipecac. Which
why? Why did Aaron do this to himself?
Because he was like
what is it?
It makes you vomit horribly, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's used for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an emergency throw up thing if you're like poisoned or something like that.
Okay. I'm straight edge. I don't fucking know this shit.
Yeah, straight edge as we found dirty birds.
Shut up.
But,
dirty birds.
Yeah, so he was like, I'm not feeling so good, dude. I'm like, all right, you can stay the night
here.
Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah. Well, wait, so, but he did throw up, right? It's not like he digested.
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So, I was like, yeah, you can spend the night, dude, but I'm going to be up in my bedroom. You can have, like, the couch in the living room. He's like, okay, thanks, man. And...
Whoa!
I'm sorry!
Oh, no. This is live, baby. This is live.
Fuck, I'm so sorry. That was me. Everyone adjust your pop
screens. Adjust your pop screens. Adjust your volumes. Okay.
Okay, I need to sit still.
Oh, my God.
She can still feel her legs, though.
Wait, my legs feel a lot slower.
Oh, boy. It is sweaty in here, folks. Okay.
I'm going to put my hair up. All right, go on.
So Aaron was sick, laying on the living room sofa. At this point, it already had been established that weird things happened at my house. So maybe he was already a little on edge. Maybe he was poisoned by the Ipecac. He was awake in the middle of the night, and he heard, like, faint or soft footsteps on the tile. And the way the back room was set up was the tile went into the kitchen and then it stopped at the carpet where the living room began. So he heard footsteps approaching and then they stopped. And by that, he knew that the footsteps were continuing on the carpet.
Oh!
And
That'd be a good thing in a horror movie.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. And so he was laying there trying to ignore this.
He's all alone.
And this is, you know, it could have been a dream. It could have been like a waking nightmare kind of thing. But he remembers, like, he opened his eyes and he sees me, like, right in his face, come up with a knife.
You?
He thought it was me. Making, like, a stabbing motion around his head. And then he snapped the fuck out of it. He got up and he, like, ran into the bathroom. And he was in there for, like, an hour or whatever, throwing up. And he was like laying on the floor of the bathroom having a panic attack.
Got a burp on. Anyway, all right.
He was laying on the floor.
Say? I burped. I mean, it was a,
I
was a low
said,
rumble.
I thought you said, oh, I got a Groupon.
I got a Groupon.
And I was like, yeah. For stabbing?
Yeah. And yeah.
He threw up and he's freaking out. Like, he just felt, you know, like I was telling you earlier, like that just total.
The dread.
Gut, the fucking dread.
Like, I'm going to die. I need
it's
to get
that
out of here.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said that the only place he felt safe was in my dad's work office, and my dad's Catholic. He had a crucifix above each doorway.
Oh, fuck.
And he was just laying on the carpet of my dad's work office, and he just slept there for the rest of the night. And so, like, that may have happened. It may have been a dream. He may have just been freaking out because he
that's
drank a bottle of Epicac,
man.
But it was fucked up, and everybody kind of, like, laughed it off, like, oh, ha, ha.
All right,
that's
so...
That's scary. So what is your experience in the house?
I got a bunch.
It's very sweaty in here.
Is it hot because of the apartment or hot because of the dirty bird?
This, it's
guys,
a great drink.
I want everyone to put your drinks together.
Okay.
I think mine's the lowest.
Yeah, actually, I think we're all about the same level, surprisingly.
We're good.
No, I am much lower than...
If you,
that's
since
like
you, Hadley is getting
inch.
On the floor to measure, folks, we're measuring levels.
Okay,
Hadley is a little lower.
I'm
yeah.
I'm the lowest.
I'm the yes.
Okay.
I drink the most.
Yes, Hadley wins.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah, get in there, Jack. Oh, power chug,
drink
power
it up,
chug.
Baby.
It's so hard with a straw.
These.
Okay.
Sorry, mom and dad. All right.
anyway.
Anyway.
So, what's your like most terrifying experience in that house?
It's the last one because this all was like a build up over a couple of months.
Okay, what's okay.
Well? Don't cut to the end. Give us
no. I'm gonna run you guys
okay,
through.
Okay.
Timeline.
So the couple experiences I just told you about, I'm not sure where they all factored in.
Yeah.
But this one, or collection of events, is all centered around the staircase. So I don't know if it was just me being, you know, sensitive as I described it, but there was something about the staircase that I always fucking hated. And everybody else in the house at night would never want to go downstairs to the kitchen or anything. It was just like, ugh, that feeling. And even my friends hated the fucking staircase. During the night, like, I wouldn't even want to leave my room to go to the bathroom because the banister was right there and I'd have to look down into, like, the pitch black downstairs.
I wonder if someone, the person who died fell down the stairs.
See, that's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah.
Something along those lines. But,
a tall man with a hat.
Imagine being so in love with a hat that you, like, get into the afterlife.
I'm
You're like,
crying.
I cannot be without this hat.
What kind of hat?
Yeah. What? That's
snapback.
That's... It's a grown man with a snapback.
It was not a snapback.
He was a skater.
Maybe.
I'm so sweaty. Okay.
So in high school, I always had, like, sleeping problems.
Yeah.
I had insomnia. And
right.
I would stay up late just drawing. And in my room, I had a desk with like a little lamp. And like it was a couple feet away from the door, which I would leave open for whatever freaking reason. But at night, I would always leave the chandelier above the staircase on just because I didn't want to deal with the darkness downstairs in
right.
case I had to go to the restroom or whatever. And I don't remember exactly how it started, but the light would... In the middle of the night, never during the day, flicker. It would just be
the
like
the chandelier.
The chandelier was like on a long chain, and it was like, you know, two light bulbs and one of those big glass things, and it would just like kind of go like flickering, like not on an electronic malfunction, like, you know, if someone was just quickly switching it on
mm-hmm.
and off. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then as time progressed, it became much more. Ooh, there you go.
There we go. Dirty
Excuse
bird.
Me.
Dirty bird burp.
It became much more pronounced. So,
uh-huh.
like, there would
right.
be a longer succession of light switches. It would turn off for, like, a second,
would
go
like
back
a,
on.
Would, like, a specific activity trigger this, or, like...
It was just me being awake drawing
mm-hmm.
at, like, anywhere from, like, 10 to 1 in the morning
mm-hmm.
or whatever. It got to the point where it would just be, like, aggressive, like, and, like, you know, we... Changed out the light bulbs, whatever. They weren't burnt out. Changed them out. It stopped for a little bit. Then it would continue. And then my other family members started experiencing it too, noticing it. And it got to the point where, like, it wasn't even freaky anymore. We were just fucking annoyed by it.
Yeah.
And we called an electrician. The electrician came. He checked the fuses. All the fuses were fine. He checked the wiring. The wiring was all fine. He even like replaced a couple sections just to be double sure. And it stopped for, if I remember correctly, like 2 or so weeks. And, you know, just life went about as normal. And then it started flickering again, but like batshit.
Yeah.
And then like, I distinctly remember because it was so dumb. Like I said it half as a joke, like, haha, like there's no way this is actually a ghost. Like I'm just, it's this fucking faulty wiring in this 50-year-old house. And I stopped drawing, I slammed down my pencil, gonna laugh, but I yelled, if you don't cut that out, I'm gonna call the fucking Ghostbusters. And like, I was like laughing in my head because it's such a dumb thing to yeah. say. It stopped.
Wow.
The light was just on and I'm like,
oh no.
Yeah. And
it's real.
I just like went, I closed my door and I just like, I don't remember if I slept at all that night, but.
They were like, maybe they were ghosts in, what year did the Ghostbusters come out?
87?
Yeah, they were ghosts yeah. from the 80s.
Yeah.
They were like,
oh God, I've heard of them.
I've been dated, damn it.
I respect that movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bill Murray? I'm a fan. I love
Bill Murray.
So like, it stopped after that, but like during this whole time period, I'd become like increasingly more paranoid about this kind of stuff. And I was reading about like ghosts and shadow people and all that stuff. And at this point, even my most skeptical friends were like, dude, there's something wrong with your house. Like there's something going on there. And after all this had happened, everything like kind of calmed down. People were like at ease in my house again. And it was like late summer, like 9 o'clock at night, something like that. Ran up the stairs, and so you get to the top of the stairs, and if you were to turn left, my parents' door would be visible about 8 feet away.
Okay. Yeah.
Get to the top of the stairs at a full run. As soon as I turn the corner and my eyes like make contact with the end of the hallway, I can see that the bedroom door is about a third of the way open. As soon as I look, boom, swings open, smashes into the wall.
Oh my God.
And I just stopped, and I'm like staring at that, completely dumbfounded, like jaw dropping. And my dad like waits, like he was in bed, he waits like a good 5 seconds. I can kind of hear it in his voice. It's like, Jack, don't do that. And I'm like, I didn't do that. And like, he's like,
oh, my name is Joseph.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like,
that was me coping.
You could hear it in his voice. He's like, well, you know, I don't want to believe the alternative.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So like, I like slowly like make my little baby steps to the door, and I like look in, and I'm sure I'm like white in the face. And he's laying in bed. My stepmom was like in the bathroom or something. No one's close to the damn door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't do that. And he's like, well, whatever. Like, what's up? And I'm like, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends. But like, I check.
I need get to out leave. Of here.
There was no like string on the doorknob.
Yeah.
I like looked, the bed sliding glass door in the bedroom wasn't open. There was no chance like a gust could have like blown it open. No fucking explanation. The door just whipped open and smacked into the wall, like completely unprovoked. And I was like, fuck, nope. That was the last thing though. I think that was like their swan song.
So you've moved out of that house. Yeah. Is the activity
I don't know.
So maybe it was tied to you.
Maybe. I mean, I've had a couple of other weird experiences whatever.
So would you say, though, that it's definitely...
How are your words feeling in your mouth?
Good mouth feel, as the foodies say.
I'm a chef. This has a good mouth
feel. I listen to the Bon Appetit Foodcast. There's another plug for you.
Hey, guys, go listen to that instead of this bullshit.
Yeah. So you wouldn't say, though, that, like, you're haunted. It's more like the location...
It was definitely the house.
Yeah.
Because nothing of note has happened to me since, other than in, like, Sedona, which is a weird place.
Yeah.
Well,
let's hear about it. What happened in Sedona?
If you know anything about Sedona, you know that it's a beautiful place with one-of-a-kind red rocks and, like, gorgeous scenery. Mm-hmm. But it's also a very weird place.
It's kind of, like, New Agey, right?
There's a lot of people that go there because of those so-called vortexes. And
how do we feel about pausing so I can go pee?
Let's pause for pee.
We're back. just in this like, drink, I think we all can agree that we do not feel well.
No, yeah, it's starting to come to my stomach. It's getting a little sour, down there.
We might order some food.
I might need something other than Baja Blast Postmates, and Wild
sponsor
Turkey.
Us.
Postmates, yeah. It's my sweat is literally dripping down my face. Anyway, so Sedona, yes, I'm glistening.
Does your sweat taste like Baja Blast?
No.
What does it taste like?
Salt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yum yum.
Yum yum.
Also salt.
Woo!
I should not have added more wild turkey.
Yeah, Jack is a crazy man.
You just added more wild turkey while I was in the bathroom?
Yeah. We had to entertain ourselves.
Y'all
somewhere.
Are nutty.
Back to the ghost podcast about aliens.
Sedona.
So yeah, like the first time I went to Sedona, I went with my friend Kyle and my friend Travis. And we had a kind of a weird experience. Nothing super major, but we went past the touristy area. If you go north of Sedona, there's like a highway, and then there's like a dirt on-ramp so you can go camp behind the Red Rocks.
Okay.
And that's where like the Jeeps do their tours and shit. So we went out middle of nowhere is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And I forget what Kyle was doing, but Travis and I were sitting around the fire ring, and all of a sudden we just both simultaneously got really creeped out, and we heard like a whisk.
Did you hear drinking?
We
in the bush. Were you hearing sound effects?
We heard like a whispering in the tree line just outside the fire ring.
I don't like
firelight. And we were both like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, no, come on. We're in the middle of nowhere. There's no one else around.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you think they were actually people?
We didn't know. We like looked, we got the flashlights, we looked around, there was nothing there. And my dad, who's an avid outdoorsman, he lent us a gun for protection. We got the gun, we loaded it, and we slept in the car.
This story went somewhere I did not expect.
But we broke down camp, and we slept in the car with the gun, and we left the next day. But it was...
Because you heard whispering.
As much as, like, I try to be rational and, like, you know, have an explanation for things, like, if I get creeped out, like, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking
You can trust your instincts, yeah.
But, like, we slept in the car, and we were, like, getting ready to go the next day. We, like, hiked in the afternoon, and we left. But a few years later, I went back with Kyle. We camped in the very same spot. And, but, yeah, it was just Kyle and I. And, you know, we were, like, doing a little, like, exploring, a little bit of rock climbing. We found, like, some ancient, like, Native American ruins and stuff. But...
Casual.
Yeah. Kyle had not been drinking at all. I had been drinking, so, but like, I got up to go to the bathroom and I walked just past the light of the fire ring and I was, so, okay, so where we were, campsite, road. And
a lot of directions in these. I'm just kidding.
Several hundred feet away was like the sheer rock walls, several hundred feet tall of just flat red rock. And it was a cool backdrop. Above it, you can see like the starry sky. But, like, I got up to go to the restroom, walk past the light of the fire ring, and I'm just staring at the rock walls. And I was just, like, kind of musing to myself, like, how funny would it be if I saw a UFO right now? And I shit you not, out of the very right far end of my periphery was this little amber light. I can only describe it as being, like, a firefly. Started just kind of, like, you know...
Twiddling about.
Just, like, yeah, like, kind of... doing maneuvers through the air, like right to left, like doing little like kind of Tinkerbell moves. But like, I was like, okay, I've been drinking, you know, like it's probably just whatever, some kind of like a shooting star or something like that. Mm-hmm. And like, it goes right to left and then it's gone. And then it reappears and it's doing more dramatic moves and it's going left to right, right to left. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. I'm like, Kyle, I run back to the fire. I'm like, dude, Kyle, like, dude,
something's going on.
I know I've been drinking. I know you're going to think I'm full of shit, but like, there's some kind of weird thing out there. And he's like, okay, wait. It took some convincing. Finally, he goes out with me, and I'm like, just wait. Like, it was gone. And then, I don't know how long, it was a minute or two. It comes back, and it's like doing the freaking Tinkerbell moves. He's like, what the fuck?
How big was this light? Sorry, I missed that part.
I would just describe it like a firefly. Like, it was like a little, like,
Spec-
but in like the distance, like far in the distance?
I couldn't place it because like
because you were drunk
between well that and between me and the rock wall was like several hundred maybe a couple a thousand feet or something so okay. There's no way for me to like put it into proper perception and to me it looked like it was just like kind of like a ember or something like that like a little
So why do you assume that it's an alien and not a will-o'-the-wisp?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but...
What did he say once he saw it?
So Kyle saw it, and he's like, okay, yeah, I see it. And then we're watching it, and then all of a sudden, all I can describe as a spotlight with no light behind it, just like the terminus of the light, appeared on the face of the rock wall, and it was big enough to where full-grown pine trees were, like, small within it.
Wow.
And this light hits the rock wall, and it starts sweeping back and forth and going up and down kind of in a similar manner to this, like, firefly light thing. And, like I said, there was no origin point of this light. There was no, like, light column. It was just the, like, circular disc of it against the rock wall. And there's nothing around. There's, like, a ranch 11 miles away, and on the other side of this rock wall is the highway. It's just us. And we're like, no. And we're like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, no, no, that's it. We're fucking leaving. We packed up everything.
Just the spotlight alone, like, scared the shit out of you.
There's no way in hell I could explain that or the other light. Like,
yeah.
Because the other light was moving randomly, but as it can only describe it as like having intelligence.
Right.
It was like not just like a shooting star or like an ember floating. It was like turning around and like stopping and kind of like meandering.
Yeah. Well, the thing with aliens though is I assume
the thing with aliens.
I assume every ghost wants to kill me. But with aliens I feel like they might be friendly.
I didn't know what it
was. Did you get like a bad vibe?
Well, I mean, I was probably panicking because I was a little drunk. It was just the two of us. We were completely isolated. Like, if anything happened to us, no one would even know where we were.
Yeah, that is kind of scary.
So, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Restful. Well, thank you. You've shared several tales that have been scary, frightening.
Where are you at now? Are you scared of ghosts?
I have...
Are you open to it? Because I'm fucking closed off.
I don't know. I don't know where I stand on the issue because, like... what I believe, I guess, is that there are, let's just say, beings that either exist, like...
There's something else.
Beyond our perception, or somehow in another way that we just can't perceive.
Yeah.
But if you are able to perceive them or are open to them and they kind of notice you, that kind of thing happens. So I just kind of try to stay closed off these days.
So I do too. Before I go to bed some nights, I'm like, by the way, guys, I am closed
not
for
open
business.
For business this evening.
So I don't know. There's something for sure, but
thanks for sharing.
Yeah, Joseph thank you. Jack. Yeah. Thank you, Joseph Jack.
Thanks
for your dirty bird and your tales.
Catch thanks us. For fucking us up. Thank you.
Oh, it's so hot.
It's
thank
very
you.
Hot.
Not thank you. Thank you for listening. I guess, yeah, we'll thank them for listening.
I guess.
And tune in next week when Olivia will be on the podcast, Hadley's friend.
V-haunted.
She's V-haunted.
Oh, no.
And then like our page, tell your friends so we will try out the Ouija board.
No!
No!
Yay! All right. Stirred
spirits. All right. Goodbye. I love you.